certainly my generation was always taught that Illinois was a free state, and we were very proud of that, right? Land of Lincoln, we're a free state in the North. Now, the question is, and I think we all need to ask ourselves this, why don't we know that we weren't truly a free state? Some of the simple answers are, one, for the most part, enslaved people could not read or write. In some states, it was illegal to teach them. Therefore, they're not going to write about their experiences of their lives. And we've all heard the saying that history is written by the victors. And in many cases, that's true. History is written by those in power. And our old histories of the 1800s were primarily written by white men, property owners, people who could read and write, people who are educated, and they didn't consider the slave stories or African American stories important.
You were able to uncover some personal stories. How were you able to track down that information?
Well, it was kind of like finding needles in a haystack. Thankfully, there are some people who have done research and looked at individual slaves' stories. So I was able to piggyback off of that. One of them is Leah Vanderveld, a historian who has written a book called Redemption Songs. I started by talking to our Illinois State historian, Sam Wheeler. I also talked to John Lupton at the Illinois Supreme Court Historic Preservation Commission and others. And I said, how do you find, is it even possible to find the personal stories of slaves when virtually there is nothing about them? And both of those gentlemen said, look at legal cases, because there were times when slaves sued for their freedom. Some of that testimony might provide insight into their experiences.
Among the slaves that you write about was a woman named Peggy. She was sold several times, including at one point with her children, but I believe another time without. At the end of it, we don't really know what happened to her.
Right. And that's not uncommon. They were not given last names in some cases. And this might be because they had so many masters, if you will, over, in Peggy's case, a short amount of time. And that's why we know so little about Peggy. We know from the emancipation records that she had, I think it was four different owners within a period of about 4 years. But after the fourth owner, I can't track her anymore, because how do you just search for someone named Peggy?
Were things as bad in Illinois as they were in the South? And I know there weren't quite as many slaves, certainly, in Illinois as there were in other places. I believe you write about Mississippi, for example. But can we compare the two?
That's a million-dollar question, and one I think anybody who looks at this topic really wants to answer, and it's very difficult to do. Of course, as you said, the quantity was vastly different, and we didn't have the plantation system. However, our laws did allow for flogging here as a punishment. I've read of slave owners who talk about being censured by their church for what was termed mistreatment of their slaves. Piecing together the bits of information we have about slaves' experience here in Illinois, I think at times it could be every bit as cruel.
You spotlighted three stories of former slaves from Illinois. Can you tell us what else you learned about them, or what really stood out to you when you started reading these stories?
How little we know about what happened to slaves in Illinois. How, in my opinion, important it is to know that slavery existed in Illinois and to tell their stories. They helped us make this state, and they did it unwillingly. I feel their stories deserve to be told, and I feel we owe it to their forced experiences to know more about them.